Good morning. 6:34 a.m. Friday, August the 14th, 2015. I'm a little groggy this morning. I've had like two sips of coffee. That's it. The coffee got built but not activated, so I went to pour coffee this morning, so there's no coffee. So anyway, I want to get out, I want to get moving. I don't know what kind of day this is going to be. It could be a really good day, it could be a really crappy day. I don't have anything on my calendar, which is usually a good thing, which on its surface is a good thing. And what I found is that those days where I most think it's going to be a good thing, yeah, it tends to be filled with terror, or at least unanticipated tasks. So I want to get out, I want to get going, I want to get on the road. Yesterday was 10 days in a row of 5K each. So work in progress is now 65,000 words, I think. I think I may be near the end. This isn't where I expected the book to end, but it might be where the book needs to end. It's a little bit short. But if it's a complete story and it's a little bit short, then I'm good with that, rather than trying to tack more stuff on it just to make it longer, to make the story more complex than perhaps it needs to be. So I don't know, we'll see. My history is that I think the story is almost over. 80,000 words later. Oh, there's the end. I've been known to do that. You know, particularly when it comes to Ishma Huang. So there is that consideration. But it's not too bad. Today is what, the 14th? And I still have 2 weeks before the end of the month, 2 weeks before I have to give this book over to the editor. My goal is to finish the draft of this book, at least a first draft, if not second, third draft, before the end of the month. Once I get the story in there, once I get the first draft done, then the other two drafts will go relatively quickly. So there's, I need about a week. So I've got about a week to finish this, which would be 35,000 words if I take the whole 7 days, which is kind of exciting, which is, because that would be a really, that would be my target. 100,000 words is sort of my target for novel. Beauty of the shorter work is that it would take much less time to record. Just saying. So, yeah. Somebody asked me on one of the photo on the Google Plus yesterday. I had mentioned the Facebook group. The Facebook group's full name is Golden Age of Solar Clipper. And I put a link on yesterday's photo on G Plus for those who are still struggling, still trying to find it, still trying to figure out what's going on. If you're not on Facebook, don't worry about it. It's just a group of fans who have decided they want to get together and talk to each other. And every once in a while, I'll go look and see what they're talking about, and maybe add a point or two. Some of the stuff that has been talked about in the past is being talked about again. So the Ishmael Huang's selective memory about whether or not he'd ever done it on a spaceship. He has, but just not well employed. Anyway, Yeah, yesterday I did very little other than try to write. I got I didn't get the final word count until, I don't know, say 6, well, it had to be after that because dinner was at 6, it had to be 7:30 before I finally broke my 5K. And then I put a few words in the bank for today, so I'm not starting at zero. And I'm also not starting at a neat ending. It's got stuff in progress, so what I need to do is go back and sit down and read a few paragraphs and get back into the story. Good morning, good morning. I look at the dog and he runs away. Oh no, it's coming down here. Hello, hello. What a horrible looking dog. It's a little, some sort of little terrier, but it has like white eyes, very pale blue eyes. And I was coming out this morning, it occurred to me that I had the guy over from the fence company, but I haven't got an estimate back from him yet. That was 2 weeks ago. I should probably follow up on him today. Oh yeah. So yeah, I didn't get engaged in many of the conversations around the social media sphere yesterday. So I don't have anything interesting from that standpoint to talk about. I put a comment on a post about hybrid publishers and how that really wasn't a term, and that definitions were being subverted for purposes that weren't necessarily evil, but were also open to interpretation. But neither the person who made the post nor the interview that he did with hybrid publisher has come back to respond. So I don't know, maybe I'm blocked. Heaven knows I have taken this guy on head-to-head enough times. Perhaps I'm just on his don't pay any attention to this idiot list. Could be. I have several people on my... So yesterday was another scorcher. Today is a little bit... So far is a little bit better. It's... Of course, it's still early, sun is barely up. I was a little delayed getting out because I wanted at least a couple sips of coffee before I walked, but I go home, make some breakfast, and get stuck into the store here, see how far I can get. Today, my 5K goal. Turn. Oh, Oh, that's pretty. The sun is up, but it's rising a little bit further to the north, so it's rising a little more to the northeast. If it had risen directly due east, it would be right straight ahead of me right now. But it's tucked away up into the trees, so the half of the street, the trees on the south side of the street are all sort of semi-backlit with the sun glancing in. But the trees on my side of the street and the street itself are all still in shade, which makes, there's a sprinkler about halfway down the block, it's given it, it's backlighting the plume of water, so it's a white feather. It's beautiful. Monk post. A scene that to me says summer. And it is still summer, it's still August. Even though fall is just around the corner at this point, school starts, I think for some places, school has already started. For some places. Some places actually in town here, school has already started. Some of the private schools, some of the private middle schools have already opened their doors to a new season of opportunity for the children. We have to go fight with the school about this new season of opportunity for my child. The last year, this is the last year we have to fight with them. She goes back to school next week, next Thursday, so, and a lot's going to, we still don't know what the schedule is going to be. I know what they've told us it is. They're out of their minds. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I don't know what's going to do to my walking schedule. It was one of the reasons that I stopped going out early was because I had to get the kid up two or three times between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in order to get her out the door on time. She just wouldn't get up. She probably stays up too late when the door's closed. There's a certain level of avoidance going on because she finds school to be such a trial, and according to her psychiatrist, that's not something that is unusual, particularly in kids who have her collection of afflictions. So, yeah, one day at a time. I'm trying to think of something to talk about this morning. I'm trying to think of something to say. I don't really have a whole lot. The story is the story, and it's cooking along. I will confess, my alpha readers are coming back with very positive comments on it. But there's part of me that says, geez, he spends an awful lot of time, Ishmael, spends an awful lot of time by himself, gnawing at himself over what's happened and what his role in it is. In my own defense, I think it's a story that needs to be told, particularly since there are so many people who find the ending in Onisher so abrupt. And it is abrupt. It's abrupt because it needed to be abrupt. It needed to be cut the same way Greta was cut in order to maintain some sort of, I don't know. I don't want to say in order to maintain some sort of reasonable length, but because there wasn't any good way to get into what had to happen next for him without straying beyond the bounds of the story of Owner Share. And so there wasn't a lot. And I still think the denouement there is quite satisfactory. It shows a somewhat healed Ishmael Hwang heading off into a new set of adventures. And from that perspective, I'm good with it. But I think part of the reason that I waited so long to start this new book, and the reason that it's grabbed me, is that I've had time to process a little bit and to think about what the next few months of his life must be. And there was part of me, one of the stories that I was contemplating was him working with his father in the restaurant and sort of hanging out in transient quarters, living out of takeout food and staring at the walls. And that's not him. he's not that guy. He's not going to sit around and mope. He has plenty of support around him, plenty of clues about what he should do next. So the idea that he should have been sitting around moping, no, that's not him. That's not how he is going to respond to this turn in his life. So yeah, he got on his ship and he went back to Port Newmar to see Sifu Newmar, to work on his Tai Chi, to basically, he came back to work on his Tai Chi. It was Margaret Stevens who put him into that mindset by talking about how she goes back periodically. That was his impetus for following through. And he knew people, because when he was a cadet, he would see officers come by and spend a few days or a few weeks with Sifu Newmar and then leave again. And so her role as sort of mystical advisor drew him back. And because he was back there, because he had the opportunity to be where his peers collect, he ran into all kinds of people that he knew and that you know. Yeah, the people who want him to get back together with Bev or Brill down there, that's not happening. Yes, I know, but it's not happening. He has a different path. And he's well on it. He's well on it. I'm really pleased with the way he's changed over the course of this book, how he's changed over the course of the story. Morning. and how he stepped back into the role of captain, when in the beginning of the book, he was so far away from that role that he didn't even recognize it. So anyway, here I am, at the back gate. It's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.